I thank the distinguished delegate of Cuba for her statement. And I think in the few statements that we have heard so far, and of course the debate continues, there are several noteworthy features. And first of all, I like to mention the constructive tone of all the statements. We should also note that in these day and a half of discussions, we haven't had a single exchange of rights of reply. So this testifies to the harmonious atmosphere that prevails in the room. So that's a very good sign. The other issue that I'd like to underline is that we have an unfinished task from the 8th Review Conference. Our Cuban colleague reminded us of that. So while we are not going to be stuck in the past, but I think this recent past, this development from the recent past is an important signpost for our work this week. She also mentioned that we should be aiming at a specific outcome by consensus for the end of the week, and I think that is another signpost that we should have in mind. I'm grateful to other colleagues, our colleagues from the US and from Russia, who have pointed out that there is a working paper with specific suggestions for an intersessional program. And they've also noted, our Russian colleague noted, that there are other suggestions in that regard, and our Cuban colleague reminded us of the Cuban working paper on the intersessional process. So these are good signs as we begin our discussion on substance and process with a view to reaching consensus on an intersessional program. So let me stop there and invite our colleagues from Germany to speak next. Ambassador Biontino, you have the floor, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.